Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and every one. Hallelujah, God. We thank God, we bless God, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We count it an honor and a blessing that we are standing here this evening able to invite you to the second night. That's right, this is the second night of our end of the year seven night Holy Ghost revival. Hallelujah, God. Our topic this year for our end of the year revival is I'm Still Standing. Hallelujah. That should be a place for you to shout right there just to give God thanks, to bless and praise his holy name, that with all that we have faced throughout 2020, that at the end of it all, you are still here to say that you are still standing. And it's even more of a reason to shout if you know that you are standing on the sure foundation, which we know is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. I'm just excited about what God is going to do this evening. So we are not going to delay anything. We're going to jump right in with our scripture reading. Our topic of revival scripture is coming from Psalms chapter 91, verse 7. Again, Psalms chapter 91, verse 7. I'll be reading from the King James Version, and it reads, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Hallelujah, God. Again, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Again, that was Psalms 91 and 7, and we know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. Now, before we dive into the word of God this evening, we are blessed because we have our very own Reverend Maureen Lee here with us this evening. She is going to share her testimony with how she is still standing. Hallelujah, God. Before she comes on, we are going to be ministered to through music. We will be listening to Here I Am by Marvin Sapp. Now, officially, we do not own the rights to this music. However, we do own the right through the authorization of God to use it to inspire, to uplift each and every soul out there. So first we will have Here I Am by Marvin Sapp, and right after we will have the testimony by Reverend Maureen Lee. Amen. I always
almost gave, and I've cried, said, Lord, it's too much, hell should die. He was there but died. By his grace, he is keeping me alive. By his grace and mercy,
God has been first in my life, and I just give praise, glory, and honor unto him because he really deserves it all of it. Even through this pandemic, he deserves all the praise, glory, and honor because we're still standing no matter what it looked like on the outside of this. We're still standing. We're still worshiping him. We're still praising his name. We're still putting him first as he should be. So I'm just grateful to him for keeping me and my family because this has been going through, I always tell you guys, I go through also. But when you can come out on the other side of through, when you can come out still standing and focus on where God has you to go and where he wants you to go, oh, it's a magnificent thing. Because I tell y'all, I've been suffering from migraines mainly all my life, but I never knew exactly what it was. I just knew I always had headaches. But grace and mercy follows you all your life, as long as you keep your mind stayed on Christ, that you have to always put yourself in another man's position. So my husband always say, "Well, Maureen, you having too many headaches. I need you to get checked." I'm like, "No, I had headaches all my life. I'm used to it, you know." But I was lying. I wasn't used to it. I was in pain. So I went to the doctor, and he said, "You have severe arthritis in your brain." I'm like, "How you have arthritis in your brain? And migraines in your brain?" And he explains to me about my nerves that's going through my neck, down my back, down my spine, and intensifies, and it rushes the blood to my head, and that's where my severe migraines came from. So they started giving me injections in my head called nerve blockers. The nerve blockers are small, like type of liquid that surrounds your nervous system in the brain, and it protects it from hitting in the blood flow. So I started getting those treatments. It worked for 2 days. Then after that, it didn't work anymore. So they started giving me the injections in my face. They call it the Botox. That didn't work at all. And then they gave me Percocet. It was strong. I got 10 point something, 3.6, and all these other, the blue ones, and all different type of colors. All they did was made me high, made me depressed, made me not want to wash up, not do anything, not take care of my family or my grandkids. And I had to, like, kept praying, "God, what's going on with me? I don't understand this. I pray, I read your word, I love you, and I'm still going through." And he was like, "Why not? I'm the same God that delivered Moses from the wilderness. I'm the same God that made the blind man see. I'm the same God that healed." So if he can do all that in the Bible, he can do the same thing for me. And my husband said, "I'm not keeping you in this position. This is not going to do this. No, we're going to pray. We're going to do whatever we need to do." So we did. And I just thank God, because I'm going on how long now, honey? Without a severe migraine? About 5 months. No medication. That's the kind of God I serve. I had to go to the best doctor. He had to put me in a position where I had to say, "Okay, you gave man knowledge of things, but he's the only man that can grant a true healing, a true deliverance." And I thank him every day. Every day I wake up, I say, "God, grant me your permission to do what you would have me do. Go where you want me to go. Say what you want me to say and do what you want me to do." Because my body, my mind no longer belongs to me. He dwells in me. He lives in me. He speaks through me. And I just praise him. Praise him like never before. And as I told y'all, I try to make it clear to you guys, we just bought a house in Locust Grove, Georgia, you guys. So in the next couple days, my new home will be in Locust Grove, Georgia, a ranch style home. Gorgeous. I put it up. Look, well, my grandson tried to put it up and made it all crooked. But that's nothing but God. When you stay focused and keep your mind on the prize, you can have, you have to have a relationship with him. He has to know your name. When you speak it, he hears it. When you think it, he feels it. That's the kind of God I serve. And that's the kind of God that you can serve also. This is my testimony. Live today, because you're still standing. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Did y'all hear? She said, live today because you are still standing. Hallelujah. And as we said to you last night, and we are going to say to you every night this week, it is important that the saints share their testimony. For the word of God says that we overcome through our testimonies. Hallelujah. Somebody out there needs to hear what God has brought you through so that they can know that God will bring them through also. Amen. Now, it is time for me to decrease as the Spirit of God and the woman of God that is bringing the word this evening increases. I count it an honor and a blessing to have the opportunity to introduce to you all Minister Dominique Hudson. When I say that we have all been blessed to watch her growth right here at Purpose Kingdom Network with the Dwelling Place Ministry and just what God is doing in her, with her, and through her, we are blessed. I present to some and introduce to others after the selection that we will be hearing. Jehovah is your name. We will be hearing from our very own and none other than Minister Dominique Hudson. Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
next voice you will hear will be that of Minister Dominique Hudson.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is Revival Week. I am excited. I am blessed to be given the word of God on Purpose Kingdom Network. It has been a blessing just given the word of God for the past 3 years, going on 4 in March of 2021. So I bless God. I am grateful. I'm thankful. Revival Week. This is our second night. Amen. And the theme for this year's Revival Week is still standing. Amen. We are still standing. So we just want to bless God. We just want to thank God. We just want to praise God. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us from all the way from January and all the way here to December, Lord. We tell you, thank you, Lord, that we are able to stand, Lord Jesus, even in these evil days, Lord, that we are able to stand, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and all the praise, Lord, that you deserve, Lord. Father God, we just tell you, thank you, Lord. We just lift your name up high because you are Jehovah. Thank you for providing many things for us, Lord, even things that we did not even ask for, Lord. Father God, we thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network. How relevant is Purpose Kingdom Network, especially during these times where everything is virtual, Lord? So we tell you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just give you all the glory, Lord. We ask that you will protect and cover the lines, the airways with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you will just work. I just ask that you would just work in me, Lord Jesus. Let everything in me decrease, but you increase in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let everything that I speak in the name of Jesus come from the Holy Spirit, Lord, and let your people hear, Lord Jesus. Let them hear with revelation, Lord. Let them hear with power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you thanks, Lord Jesus. Thank you that we are still standing. You said that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that nothing has came near us, Lord Jesus. So much has happened in 2020, but nothing has come near us to harm or hurt us in the name of Jesus. So we tell you, thank you, Lord. It's in your mighty, mighty name that we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Yes, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. Amen. I'll be giving the word tonight. And as I say on my show, The Dwelling Place, just always grab something to take note on. Amen. Because we're not here to just be fancy and just to give the word in a way for our own glorification, but it's all for the glorification and glorifying God, amen, and that you will take these things and that you will apply them to your life, that you will see fit into you, that you will say, hey, I have revelation, that you will read deeper into the scriptures that we read each and every night, amen. Amen is very important, so whatever you have, just get it out and just take notes, amen. I had the opportunity to listen to our very own Minister Bernard Merrill last night, and he was amazing. And I just want to say that, wow, it's an honor to follow behind him. So I just thank God for him and thank God for the ministry that he has forward. By faith, we are good. I hear everything that he put out in the morning, text messages that he sent to the ministers. We just bless God for him because they encourage us because we are praying for other people and us delivering the word. We pray for other people and rarely do we have time to read the word for ourselves. It seems as if the word isn't really for us and it's for the people of God, but it's amazing when the people of God put back into other people of God. Amen. So we thank you, Minister Merrill. So, in listening to Minister Merrill last night, he said something that stood out to me. He said that God is strategic. Amen. And that indeed, he is very strategic. God is a God of order, and nothing is done at a last minute. It is not done unknown, like it's not done without intention. All that God does is done with intention and also for the alignment of his plan in accordance to his will. Amen. And I begin the year 2020 with a troubling heart. Amen. I begin the year 2020 with a doubting spirit, a double mind. That's how I begin the year of 2020, because the spiritual home that I spent the last 4 years in, it felt. And because it felt, I began to question God, like, you have led me to this place. I prayed and I asked you for, where should I go next? Where should I dwell? Once you called me, I knew I had to get into a house. I knew I had to fellow and worship. So God led me to that place, and all of a sudden it felt, and I just became to grow weak in my spirit. And it happened at the top of the year that I no longer attended that church. So I began to grow weak in my spirit, and I carried that into the new year of 2020. Amen. I started the year in distress. Amen. And that was at the top of January. But by the end of January, somebody say, but God. But God. There he was, ministering to me through Psalm 91. So it is a blessing to still be standing, to start with Psalm 91 and to end with Psalm 91. I thank you, Lord. I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise that we are still standing. Amen. But God, there was God. He began to minister to me through Psalm 91. And in him ministering through me through Psalm 91, as I said, I was a mess, a troubled in spirit. Amen. How many can relate to that, that we're still standing? But in that being troubled in my spirit, I knew that I had to follow God. I knew I still, like, I'm still going to listen. I trust you. But why did you take me through this? It's like what Sister Maureen, Minister Maureen was saying. Amen. How can I go through this? I'm your servant. I pray. I give your word. Why am I still going through this? Amen. But God, he ministered Psalm 91 to me. Amen. And in him ministering, I'm just doing my devotion, reading my verse of the day, continue to abide in God. As it says in Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I'm still abiding. So God is still speaking to me. I'm still standing. Amen. Still standing in his word. And reading verse, the verse of the day, I don't even know, it came from Psalm 91, and I'm not sure the exact verse, but in it coming from Psalm 91, whenever I'm given a verse, I always have to read the whole chapter to get the whole context, to understand that verse. So I did that. And as I did that, and I'm reading, I was like, wow, like 91 is ministering to me, and these are the things that I'm going through. Lord. God is speaking to me. And in reading Psalm 91, I just got the strength to just continue to read it for 3 days and two nights. I just meditate. I didn't read anything else. I just meditated on Psalm 91 for 3 days and two nights. And the third day that I meditated on Psalm 91, I was in my living room, and the Spirit just said, begin to pray. Don't just read it. Begin to pray each verse out. Amen. I thank you, Lord. I began to read each verse out. And as I read each verse out, I got up. I couldn't sit down. You know how the Holy Spirit is. You can't contain it. That's why Jeremiah said it was just like fire. Amen. So in reading the word of God, I just had to stand up and just pray these verses. He who dwells in, and I didn't say he, now I'm relating to me. Lord, I'm dwelling in your secret place, Lord. I am hiding in your place. I'm abiding. I'm going to read and I'm going to pray. Amen. I'm going to make time for you. I'm going to abide to what your words say, to the instructions that you have over my life. Amen. And I'm reading this. I get to my room, and the room is just so many distractions. So the Spirit takes me in my bathroom where it's quiet. Amen. Where it's closed in, where I can't even run from the Holy Spirit, where it's surrounding me. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Amen. So as this things and all these, my world seems like it's crashing down, the Holy Spirit is surrounding me. Amen. Just like the Holy Spirit is surrounding you with everything that has come crashing down in this year of 2020. Amen. And even before the year 2020, the things that you have brought in from 5, 10 years ago, you're still standing. Here you are. And here's the Holy Spirit surrounding you. And in that, I begin to pray each verse out and just begin to declare and surrender to God. And as I said, that Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is very strong, and it was so strong on me that I said I have to leave this place and I have to go and pray to the altar of God. I had to get into the house of God, the same place that I said I don't even want to be part of. I said I had to get to a church. I had to get to a church where I can just pray to God, where I can go to that altar and pray. And I remembered that up the street from my house, about 3 minutes, is a church. And I said, I'm going to go to that church and I'm going to pray. I didn't care what I had on. And I went there. And they were not, the service, it was about 9 a.m. And the service was not going to start until 11. But I told the deacon, I said, I need to pray. I didn't say I need to pray right at that altar. I get to the altar and I begin to pray. And I didn't know that he went to tell the pastor. He told the pastor, you know, whatever he said to her is a young lady out there. All I felt was hands on my shoulders. And she began to pray, and she said, he who dwells in the, she began to pray the Psalm 91 that God has led me to for 3 days and 2 nights. And she began to pray it, and we began to pray it together. And I began to thank God and to surrender all to him. Amen. Because in that, I realized that I was being my own protector. Amen. I was being my own protector, but I had to surrender, because he who dwells, when you dwell in this place, you're realizing that, hey, listen, I can't make this place up myself. I have to dwell in that place of God, because I have no home. I have no home. My home is right with God. I have no home on this earth, but my home is with God, with our Lord Jesus. So I had to surrender and say, I'm going to make my home your home. I'm going to dwell in your place. I'm going to hide. I'm going to abide under your shadow. I had to say that. And once I understood, Lord, hide me. I am still standing. That is how I'm still standing from the beginning of this year to the end of this year and so forth. I will be standing and you will be standing. Amen. And that is how the dwelling place came about. And then after that happened, God said, now you can change Warriors of Christ to the dwelling place, because I told my dad about a year ago that the name will be changed. But something had to move. I had to surrender to God. I had to say, this is not my own. I don't have my own power. I cannot protect myself, but you can protect me. Amen. Here I am. Here we are still standing. This is Revival Week. I'm telling you. You have to stand on the word of God. We are still standing. And when I hear still, I think of after all. You know, you ever hear somebody have a phrase like, you're still here, like you're still waiting around, or he still didn't go to the store. That means he's still in that same spot. Amen. After all. So after all this time, you're still in that same spot. So after all we've been through, we are still standing. After all 2020 has brought us, and yet we are still standing. After all the chaos that has taken place over the world, even within our city, other cities, regarding the social injustice, we are still standing. After fight, some of you have been fighting and arguing with your husbands, with your wives, but you are still standing. Amen. If you are next to your spouse, hold your spouse's hand. I don't care if y'all still have a little fight, still mad. Just hold your spouse's hand and just say, we are still standing. We are still standing. And if you're not near your spouse, text your spouse. Tell them, we are still standing, baby. Let that be a conversation opener. Amen. Amen. After the outbreak of COVID-19 and being locked down, that was very stressful. We are still standing. We are still here. Some of you had suicidal thoughts. Depression has taken over. Job losses. Those who are essential workers, you are being overworked. That's draining. Some of us has lost a loved one in 2020. It's already as hard as it is. And then we lose somebody. After all that, we are still standing. We just got to thank God. And to be standing, we must be standing on something. What are you standing on? Amen? Standing on the word of God. Because we know that God never fails. Amen? And this is what Psalm 91 teaches. Psalm 91 teaches that God, he means what he said. He's a man that he cannot lie. Because his word says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And in him never leaving us nor forsaking us, he is giving us protection. Amen. So we are still standing. The world may fail, but God will remain. Jobs will fail. People will fail. Amen. But God will remain the same. We are still standing. We're not standing on our own power.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. The devil is a liar. His word will continue to go forth. As she was saying, we are still standing. We are still standing on his power. We are still standing on his love. Our engineer is working right now on getting the minister of the hour back with us. He is going to let us know as soon as he gets her back. Amen. But we are believing God. We have her back right now. Bless God, Minister Dominique.
Amen. Thank you. Bless God. We just bless God. We just plead the blood of Jesus over the airway. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus over the airway. When it's a powerful message, it's a revival week. When we are transitioning into a new year, the devil has taken too many of the people of God out. Amen. And we will not let him win in the name of Jesus. As we're leaving this year behind and we're moving on to the next year, everyone who is listening, in the name of Jesus, may we transition over into the next year. Amen. We rebuke any form of premature death. Devil, you will not have your way on this line in the name of Jesus. I love that song by Shirley Caesar. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. In the name of Jesus, God, you have dominion and control of everything, Lord. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will allow us to continue. No interruptions of internet interference or anything in the name of Jesus. I pray that everyone is still with me. Amen. Amen. Yes, so we are standing. You know, we are still standing, but we are not standing alone. And we're not standing on our own power, by our own strength, or by our own will. This is strictly by the will of God, strictly by the strength of God. Amen. Because it is he who keeps us. It is he who strengthens us that we are able to stand. You know, David says in different Psalms that God placed his foot in a large room, and that's what he does to us. Amen. That we're able to stand on solid ground. He is the cornerstone. I love the Bible. I love Psalms. The book of Psalms, because it's so metaphoric. Amen. He's the cornerstone. So we are standing on the truth of his word, and we shall not be moved. Amen. So we are dwelling in his place. That means we trust him. That means we're seeking him. And to dwell in something and to dwell at a place is to be there all the time. You know, it's like that saying, someone is always dwelling in the past. That means they keep going back. So to dwell is to always be. So we need to always be with God wherever we go. Amen. To always seek God. So we are still standing on the truth and the power in the might of God. Amen. And that's what we see in Psalm 91, that God is a protector. Amen. We see that. We see his power coming through. Amen. In Psalm 91. Amen. So we don't stand by our own power or by our own might. Amen. But we stand with the power of God running through our minds, our body, our souls, our spirits. Amen. That's why we are able to stand today. Praise God. So Psalm 91, as I said, it opens with, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And that first verse is very important, because that first verse is what we need to do to benefit, to reap the benefits of God's protection. Amen. He who dwells, we need to be reading in God's word. We need to make time for the word of God. We need to be evangelizing, dwelling. What music that we listen to, our music needs to align with our dwelling place. Amen. The people that we hang around need to align with the dwelling place. Amen. The place where we go to seek refuge. Wherever we go, we have to represent God. Amen. And to abide, we must follow the instructions that are given to us. His words, it says, "He who dwells." So if you are dwelling in his secret place, in the Most High, if you follow, if you abide, to abide by the commandments that he has, amen, to abide by his words and his rules, amen, the regulations, they're for your safety, amen. We must do that first to reap the benefit of what's to come in Psalm 91. Amen. And in us looking into that, I want us to focus on his characteristics. I want us to focus on the characteristics of God. And let's understand that God has no limits. Amen. He said to Moses that, "Go and tell the people of Israel, I am who I am." Amen. And him being I am who I am, he is limitless. Amen. There's no limitations on him. There are no limits on him. He is a God with many attributes. And I want us to look at these attributes in Psalm 91. And the main attributes that I see is a protector and a deliverer. Amen. He protects us. He said that in verse 2, it says that he will be our refuge and our fortress. Amen. So we should put our trust in him to be a refuge. That's where we go to a place to seek safety. Amen. And whatever is coming our way, whatever the arrows that the people, whoever they are throwing at us, the words that they speak against us. Amen. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. Whatever they are saying about you, whatever the things that they are doing to you, it will not come to harm you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It will not come near to harm you in the name of Jesus. So we see God as a refuge. We see him as a fortress that's strong, a fortress standing strong. That's how we're able to stand. Amen. Even in our weakness, we're able to stand because God is holding us. So as I said, it's not by our own power, it's not by our own strength or might, but it's only by the power of God that we're able to stand. Amen. And we see him being this protector. We see him protecting us from, it says in verse 3, "Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence of the perilous," from the perilous pestilence. Amen. Amen. And in him being a deliverer, in verse 3, it says that he's a deliverer. So he would deliver us from the snare. And I even had to look what a fowler is. It's someone who captures like wild birds, like a wild duck or a goose, right? So they catch them. So there are people around trying to catch us. They are jealous of what we're doing in the things of God. Some people just don't want to see us prosper. Some people hate Christians, or even Christians hating one another and being jealous. Whatever the case may be, people speak things about you, negative words about you. Amen. And we know nothing about these things, but God is saying that I'm going to protect you. Even those who you may not know that are saying these things about you, that are doing things to you, even at your job, wherever the place is, as I said, is God has no limit. It's everywhere you go. God has no limit. So in these places, your workplace, even just traveling to and from wherever you go, you're coming and you're going. Amen. God is saying, I'm going to protect you from these snares. I'm going to deliver you from these. You know, and that's the thing, as Reverend Maureen and myself, as we were just saying, like, God, but why is this happening? Evils will occur, but God will protect us from them, from the hurt. Amen. We have to know that because this world is evil, this world is the devil's playground. Amen. We know that we will see evil, but that's the beauty, that we will have peace because we will be kept safe. And in this, the Father here, keep us from that snare in COVID-19. Amen. And when I was looking at perilous pestilence, it's like a disease or it's an infection, an epidemic. And we're in a we're 2020. Who would have thought? Amen. And he's saying he will keep us from that. Amen. He will pull us out of that snare. Some of us may have got our foot caught in it, meaning some of us may have caught COVID or caught some symptoms of the flu. Amen. Caught some symptoms of depression. Whatever the case may be, we had our foot was in the snare or close to that snare, and God has delivered us from it. Amen. Amen. And the pestilence, and I was just reading that, and I just thought, like, wow, like, how relevant is Psalm 91, especially during this time? Amen. And he will deliver us from those. So God is a deliverer. Amen. He's a protector. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. And there's that word again, take refuge in him. And us taking refuge in God, we know that he is our Father. Amen. And if you're like me, sometimes I think I can do everything on my own. Amen. Sometimes, oh, I got it. I was just taking bags out the car. I tried to grab everything, so I can only make two trips. I was not going for a third. But I had to say I couldn't. I need to sit some bags down. Amen. And we need to know that we have to sit some bags down and let God take it. Sit those bags down at his throne. Amen. Lay our burdens there. Amen. Those bags weigh us down. And if those bags weigh us down, how can God keep us standing? You carrying all this stuff. Like I said, some of us walked in 2020 with things from 1999. Come on. We're still standing because of God. Amen. Because of our protector, because of our deliverer, we are still standing. Amen. We are still standing. He will be a shield. He will be a buckler. For him to be a shield and to be a buckler, to be a shield is to, you know, the shield that they have to protect you. Amen. So nothing will come at you. You will see it. As I said, we will see these evils all around us. We will see it, but it will not come near us. It will not come to harm us because God is our shield. Amen. Those are the things he is protecting. That is how he is protecting us. He's our buckler. So we should not be afraid. We should not be afraid. Amen. We are still standing. Some of us have fear to fly, have fear to drive, but we should not live in fear. Amen. As our sister Maureen gave her testimony and told us to live today, let us live today defeating every fear, because if we're dwelling in God, that means we trust him. Amen. We dwell and we know that this place is safety. We know that this place, we can take refuge. We know that this place is a safe house for us. Amen. So if we trust that in God, we must put aside every fear. Amen. write that down. If that belongs to you, if that's something that you need to work on, write that down. I'm going to conquer that. For me, myself, I am going to conquer driving on the highway. I'm going to conquer my fear of driving on the highway, and I want you to conquer whatever fear it is that you have. Amen? Whatever fear that is, let it go, because we trust God. And as I said, God is a God without limits. So we trust and we love God without limits. Amen? He loves us without limits. We do all our craziness and things like that, and he still loves us. He still has me giving the word of God when I should have been kicked out of the kingdom a long time ago. Amen? But we're still standing. But we are still standing. We are still here. And I praise and I thank God that we are still here. So he is our protector. From verse 6, just says the pestilence. There's that word again, the pestilence, that walk in darkness. And as I said, that the COVID-19 is these things that take place in the darkness. Darkness is just evil and wickedness. Amen. We know that from Ephesians 6. Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places, the kingdom and rulers of the dark age. Amen. We know that darkness represents evil. Amen. So the pestilence and this COVID-19 is very evil to me, because it's taking people so young, old, children. It's taking people and it's so evil. So, but God is saying, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. That even can be just little destructions of just being off task. Amen. Even something as simple as that. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Amen. It shall not come near us in the name of Jesus. It will not come near us. We thank God. And it says, only with your eyes, in verse 8, only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Can we give God the glory and the praise? Because of after all that we have been through, after all we have been through, and people laugh and point, look, ha ha, Christian, there you go. Oh, you serve God? What profit do you get? That's what they say, and that's how they point fingers. Oh, you got to do this? You can't fornicate? They point and laugh. Oh, it's no fun? But God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Amen? And not only will he prepare a table so your enemies can see the elevation that God has for you, for your family. Amen? Then he will also see that the snares that they had laid out, right? They thought that you was going to step in that so you can lose your job. They planted small little things so you can get, it seems simple, right? Small little altercation so you can blow up. They want you to lose your job. Amen? Something simple as just ice, like they want to take you out, take your life, and you just want something to happen to you while you're driving on the road. Amen? Take away your benefits. Take away your job. Things like that so you can go into depression. Amen? This is how the devil operates. But that net, that pit that's laid before you, not only will he protect you, not only will he deliver you from that, but you will also watch the wicked and the evil man, you will watch them fall into their own pit. Amen? Their own net, their own traps that they have built. Amen? We are still standing. You are still standing. By the grace of God, you are still standing. As I said, it could have been many times, it should have been many times that I should have been kicked out of the kingdom. Dequalified? I don't know. I should have been unqualified. I think that's the word. Unqualified to even give the word of God. Amen? He should have stripped me away from this a long time ago. my disobedience alone. Amen. Some of you may recall the things that God should have taken you away a long time ago, but you are still standing by the grace of God. Amen. This is the call of salvation. And I love this part of Purpose Kingdom Network. The call of salvation just bring in lost souls. Amen. You may listen to the word of God, and you have never made the conscious decision to just accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. You have been doing things on your own, and you have gotten anywhere. You cannot be your own protector when you have not even created yourself. Amen. How can you protect yourself against on this earth? Amen. You have not created yourself. Amen. But you have to go to the Creator, the one who made you. And you have to know that He is the one that can deliver you. He is the one that will protect you from everything that you are going through. And as Psalm 91 verse 1 says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Make that conscious decision to not only accept Jesus Christ, but to say, hey, I'm going to dwell here. I'm going to make this place my home. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. So I'm going to make prayer time. I'm going to make time for prayer. Not only make time for prayer, I'm going to read and study your word. I'm going to abide by your instructions and what you say. I'm tired of doing this on my own. And in me doing this on my own, I'm not even standing. I'm crawling on shaky ground, but I'm ready to stand. I know that in you I can stand even in my weak days because I will be standing on solid ground. If that is you, all you have to do is just open your heart. Amen. And just say, Lord, I surrender. I'm a sinner. I acknowledge that my sin is before me each and every day. But I ask that you will forgive me, that you will have mercy upon me as you have brought me through 2020. Lord Jesus, bring me into 2021 knowing you more and more each day. Amen. And if you have done that and you believe that within your heart and you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the one who has died on the cross, and He has risen, and He lives forever and ever. If you know that, then you are saved. All you have to do, some churches are online, but just search a church and pray to God. Amen. He will give you revelation of which way I should go. Amen. Ask God which way you should go, which house of the Lord you should be serving, and what you should be doing in that house. Amen. Amen. I bless God for you. I bless God that God is just wrapping you up. If you have done that, just shout it to the world. Just give God praise. Give God glory. We just thank you, Lord, for all those who have given their lives to Christ. Thank you, Lord. I would like to turn it over to Brother Rob for announcement.
All right. Praise God. Praise God for that. For your sermon so far tonight, Lisa, I'd like to thank you. And also I'd like to say that I'm proud of you, Dominique, for, you know, the leaps and bounds that you have made. Okay. This is the Private Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for night two of our revival. And I hope you've been enjoying this because this is a 7-night revival. And we're going to be, you know, going over the topic, I'm Still Standing. And, you know, I'm just enjoying myself, and I hope everybody's enjoying themselves because we have a couple more days. And real quickly, I'm just going to go through our lineup right now. And so on the 27th, it's going to be Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And he will be starting at 9 p.m. On the 28th, we got Reverend Aaron Williams. And on the 29th, we're going to have Minister Arthenius Jackson. And on the 30th, we're going to have Minister Robert. And on the 7th, we're going to have Pastor Tyler Daly. And that will be at 11 p.m. Please feel free to make sure that you invite and tell your friends and family members that we will be broadcasting on those nights. And don't forget, on the 31st, we will be broadcasting at 11 p.m. And it's going to be hosted by Pastor Tolleen Daly. And we're going to be bringing in the new year in prayer with Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison. We thank you so much, and we just hope that you continue to enjoy our broadcast. We hope you, you know, tell friends and family members about us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and let us know that we're a night of revival. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can download that show here in its entirety at your convenience. And we thank you so much. And with that being said, I'm going to turn the program back over to Minister Dominique. And Minister Dominique, wonderful, wonderful program tonight.
Amen. Thank you. I'm not sure if, I think I go on. I wasn't for sure if Pastor Toy was getting on, but I'll continue. Amen. Amen. Still standing. Still standing. We are still standing. And as we're transitioning, as I said, as we're transitioning into the new year, let us continue to stand, because we have to maintain, amen? And we have to continue to dwell in the secret place, amen? We have to continue to dwell in the place of God, continue to dwell in his safety, amen? Taking refuge in there, in him, amen? So let us maintain what we're doing, amen? Let us maintain our reading the word. Let us maintain or even increase what we're doing. Evangelizing. What are some things that you want to continue? What are some things you want to improve as you're dwelling, as God is instructing you, as the Holy Spirit is speaking to you? What are some things that you want to improve? Amen. We trust God in all that He has for us. Amen. 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 So we trust God in all that He's doing for us and all that He has for us. So in us trusting, knowing that He's our protector, our provider, and the many things, just the great I am that I am. Amen. We know that He's all these things. So we want to keep up what we're doing with God. Amen. So 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. So what I want us to take away from today, I want us to apply. I hope that you were encouraged, and I hope that you're even more encouraged to apply this to your life, to apply that these things will occur. You know, we will witness, even as we get closer, older, and get closer to God, as Jesus will be coming again. We will be preparing for His second coming. We will see more evil and evil. And I always speak about the Citizens Act that I have, and just almost evilness is going on every day. Amen. We see the people of God being persecuted just for believing and standing in what they believe. So no matter what the persecution is, continue to stand. No matter what evil you see, whatever they throw at your way, continue to stand. Continue to stand on the word of God. Continue to stand. Amen. God will deliver us, and God will be with us. So if you believe that, if you trust that, I'm telling you, just say a nice prayer tonight and just ask God what He wants, what He's requiring of you in this new year that we're going into. Just ask God that. Come join us for the rest of the revival and see what God has for you in these next coming days. Amen. I don't know if Pastor Toy has a message or anything that Pastor Toy wanted to speak before we end the program tonight.
I just want to bless God for you. Bless God for this revival, for the move of God. Remember what she told y'all, God is strategic in everything. If you are called by His name and chosen to live according to his purpose and his will. Everything you've gone through, God is going to work out for your good. God bless you. Wonderful word this evening, Minister. God bless.
Amen. I pray that everyone was blessed. Until next time, deuces, join us the rest of the night. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.